welcome to today's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast. Thank you so much for choosing my podcast. It really means a lot to me, and I hope you enjoy this Friday's episode. Hi, I'm back from a little break that I took. So yeah, again, really sorry about that. I feel really bad about it because life has just been stressful lately. And like I said, I'm not gonna have an episode next week because that's my finals week, and I really don't want to worry about having to make an episode during my finals. And then the week after that, it's Christmas. That's the Christmas week. So obviously it's a holiday. So yeah, but after Christmas, I will be back once a week. Hopefully, I really hope so. And yeah, today's episode is gonna be a little bit different. Just like the last one I did was songs, I'm pretty sure. I'm like 99% sure. Yeah, it was. I'm doing my favorite episode from each season. So yeah, I'll just get into it. I actually didn't take notes on this one before. So yeah, I'm just kind of like, if this is kind of messy, it's because I didn't like take notes. So season one, my favorite episode is, okay, probably gonna be, I'm looking through them right now so you get to see me like decide. I love a lot of these. 162 Candles, definitely. So I've talked about this one, season one, episode 8, with Lexi. Oh my god, I just love that episode. Because, you know, I love Lexi. Like, I love Lexi. She's amazing. I love her. That one's good. I also love Lost Girls because Damon and Stefan in 1864. Oh my god, that just hits different. But definitely 162 Candles. I just love that episode because you see Lexi, and I just think it's a great episode. Like, it's interesting. It keeps you, like, kind of, there's, like, that huge plot twist at the end when Damon kills her, and, like, it's, like, this whole, you're kind of, like, you know, like, oh my god, you know, and you get to see, like, just how far Damon is willing to go, with getting his plan, through. Also, I forgot to mention before, this episode is spoiler alerts. So, yeah, obviously I'm going to be talking about my favorite episode from each season. So, you know, spoilers. Okay, season two. Masquerade. Definitely Masquerade. I love that one. That's an episode. I'll just read the, like, description. Should I read the descriptions from each episode? I will. Why not? Okay, so the description for 162 Candles is, while celebrating his birthday, Stefan receives a surprise visit from one of his oldest vampire friends, who also finds time to give Elena some unsolicited relationship advice. Damon convinces Caroline to try and retrieve his medallion from Bonnie, and Sheriff Forbes is pleased when Damon offers to join her hunt, but she's unaware that he is the one she's searching for. So, yeah, that's 162 Candles. Favorite season 2 episode, Masquerade. I love that episode so much. So that honestly might be my favorite from, like, the whole entire series. I love that episode. Stefan and Damon come up with a new plan to deal with Catherine to take place at the Lockwood family's masquerade ball. to them, Catherine calls her old friend Lucy to go to the ball with her. Bonnie, Jeremy, and Alaric do what they can to help the brothers, but Catherine has a surprise in store that none of them could foresee. I love that episode. I love the scene where they're just, like, they're all, Damon, Stefan, and Catherine are all just trapped in that room in the mansion, and she's just like aggravating them. And Damon like wants to kill her so bad, but he can't because she's linked to Elena. And it's like it's such, I love that scene. Like that's my favorite scene from that episode, is just when he's like, he wants to kill her, but like, and he's like internally debating it, like he wants to kill her so bad. Cause she hurt him, you know. She hurt him. But I love Catherine. I love Catherine so much. I think everyone loves Catherine. Katerina Petrova. Oh my god, I love her. Season 3. Oh, I know this one for sure. What's the episode called? The ball. The Michelson family ball. Mm-hmm. I can't find the episode name. Which one is it? I'm so sorry. Like, I can't. Oh, where is it? Oh, Dangerous Lizations. That's what it's called. Ah, I love this. I love this episode. Elena is surprised when she receives an invitation to a ball, and when Damon and Stefan hear that the party is being held at Klaus's mansion, they insist on going as well. Caroline and Matt are also invited to the festivities, each by an unexpected admirer. During the course of the evening, Elena learns about a shocking plan which could lead to numerous deaths. This episode. Oh my god, I love it. Oh, I love it so much. I love it so much. The ball. I love Coraline. Coraline, honestly, I don't know what my favorite ship is, because it's honestly between Delana and Coraline. I love Coraline so much, and I feel like you just really get to see it in this episode. And with the horse drawing, oh my god. And when they're taught, oh, I just love it so much. Because, you know, Klaus is just like this really bad guy. You know, he's a villain. And you just get to hear him, you know, try to be a good person for Caroline. And I love it so much, even though she's with Tyler, but Tyler's an ass. So, you know, Tyler, I feel like I talk about this every episode. I hate him, and I will never let any of you forget that I hate Tyler Lockwood with a burning passion. Oh my god, he's awful. He's horrendous. He's a horrible person. He leaves Caroline like multiple times, and then he tries to come back, and like he tries to blame it on her or whatever for like being with Klaus, even though he was gone. Oh my god, it just makes me mad. But I love Coraline in this episode, and I love how this episode really does show off the love triangle, because like, especially when she walks in, Elena's dress is gorgeous. It's stunning. And so is Caroline's. Caroline's dress is stunning. I think I like Elena's a little bit more, though, just because, like, my favorite color is black. So, you know. Elena's dress is just stunning. And she walks in and she takes both Damon and Stefan's arms. And, like, I feel like just that one, like, shot, that one image, it just represents like the whole series, honestly, just so much, because in the love triangle aspect. And it's oh my god, it's just, I love that episode. It's, oh my god. I love how I'm completely fangirling, but then again, that's why I have this podcast, is because I fangirl. Okay, season 4. I don't know a lot of episodes from, I don't remember a lot, so I might have to go through them a little bit. Ooh, My Brother's Keeper. If you know, you know. That one's great, especially in the beginning. Oh, I'm just gonna sidetrack for a second. I love the beginning of that episode. We'll always have Bourbon Street at the beginning when Damon's like smiling, and it's cute. Oh, After School Special. Oh my god, I love it. Oh, cause Rebecca. Oh my god. Appearing unexpectedly, unexpectedly, sorry, I can't talk, at Mystic Falls High, Rebecca wastes no time trying to force Stefan, Elena, and Caroline to answer her questions about the search for Akira, leading to a bombshell piece of information from Elena, where it's just such, like, a classic, like, you know, petty high school drama, and, like, Rebecca's just trying to get all the drama. She's trying to get the tea out of them. Oh my god, she's like compelling them to tell her everything. And then when Elena just says, like, I slept with tea. Oh my god, it's, oh, I love it, because I love Rebecca. I love how petty she is. She's a queen. I love Rebecca, and I love this episode, and they're just all around the table, and they're all, like, seething at her, and I'm just, like, here for it. I'm like, you go, Rebecca. Like, oh my god, I love it so much. I love that. And that episode is just so good, because it's so just, it's just entertaining, and it's, like, not even, like, one of those episodes where there's, like, a lot going on, like, you know, a lot of, like, vampire murder action stuff. It's just entertaining, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different kind than, like, all the other ones are. I love that episode. Okay, season 5. Ooh. 500 Years of Solitude is good. I like that one. Yeah, I'm trying to, because season 5 is, I'm trying to remember, because season 4 was The Cure, season 5 was The Travelers. I don't really like season 5 that much. Season 5 isn't my favorite. No, I'm trying to, like, I don't remember a lot of it. Like, obviously, I don't remember every detail from every episode, but, like, obviously, I remember my favorites. I'm looking through these season 5 episodes, and I'm just not getting, like, anything. I'm like, oh, this is, like, in Liv and Luke. I don't know. This is hard. 50 Shades of Grayson. I don't know if I have a favorite. I honestly don't know. I love how I'm just like, I didn't prepare for this at all. I'm so sorry. normally I, like, take notes and stuff, and here I just didn't. The Devil Inside is good. It's just because I don't remember a lot of them, so I can't, like, talk about, like, a favorite if I don't remember. Oh, What Lies Beneath is good. Yeah. I'm gonna have to skip. I don't know. I think I might skip season 5. Because Yeah, I'm gonna skip season 5. I'm sorry. Season 5 is probably my least favorite season. A lot of people's is season 7. Season 5 is my least favorite. Like, I just didn't find it, like, I found it kind of boring, but, like, obviously it was still good because it's the Vampire Diaries, and I absolutely love the Vampire Diaries, but, like, season 5, it's just not, it just doesn't hit like the other ones do. Season 6 is my favorite season. Oh my god, with the prison world. Oh my god, because I love Kai Parker. I love Kai. Oh my god, no. Oh my god. There's this, one kid at my school, he's a year below me, so last year was, like, his first year, and his name is Malachi, and the first thing I thought was, like, Kai Parker from the Vampire Diaries. My favorite episode has gotta be, okay, I'm trying to find the one where Oh, okay. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's Welcome to Paradise. Let me look it up just in case. Hold on. I'm just gonna look this up really quick. Yeah, it's Welcome to Paradise. Okay. So, Welcome to Paradise is my favorite. Elena plans to introduce Caroline to Liam. Liv makes a confession to Tyler. Bonnie and Damon find clues that make them think they might not be alone. I love this episode because Kai. Just, that's it. Just Kai. Just Kai Parker. I love him. And it's like, and it's the one with the grocery store. And I also love just the prison world, with Bonnie and Damon, and like they're just like together, and you really get to see their friendship, like how it forms, because you know Bonnie hated Damon and Damon hated Bonnie. So I mean, and then and it's like she said, and Bonnie, like, you know, they hated each other, and you, and like in the beginning of season six, you just really get to see how their friendship like grew in that prison world because they were stuck with each other. And I also love this episode. Oh, by the way, this is season six, episode three. I just love this episode because it's, oh, just Kai, and I love that grocery store scene, and where Bonnie, like, where they're fighting, and then Bonnie saves Damon, and it's like it with the alcohol and with the, I think it's bourbon, right? It's like a bourbon aisle, and she sets it on fire, and it's so good. But he can't die, like he, like obviously he says, like, you think I haven't tried to kill myself? You know, he's like stuck there, and he's like, I can get out now because I have these two people. I love that one. Oh my god, I will never, once we get to, I know we're only, like, halfway through season one, but once we get to season six, oh, you're gonna see me fangirling over Kai, oh my god. Season seven, okay, ooh, I like these ones. Season seven's good. A lot of people hate season seven. I'd say season seven is my second least favorite, but like it's still good. I just love like all of them, but like this one is good. I'd have to say, oh my god, with Raina Cruz. Oh, and it's like the flash forwards. Oh my god, in the flash forwards when I first saw like Bonnie and Enzo were together, oh my god, my jaw, like I was like, bruh, like, question mark, I don't know, this one's a good season, like, season five, like, I don't even know if I have one. I'm gonna look for, like, another second, but, like, I'm gonna have to skip this one. I feel bad, because I feel like I'm so bad at this. Oh my god, I feel like I'm so horrible at this. Oh, Hella's Other People. Definitely. Definitely this one. When Damon wakes in the Phoenix Stone, he is faced with revealing a traumatic experience from the Civil War. Bonnie races to get Damon out of the stone before the experience forever changes him. I love this season, or not this season, this episode, season 7, episode 10. I love this episode, because it, I love, like, just, like, seeing, I love seeing Damon and Stefan, like, before Elena, and just, and even just before Catherine, just, like, seeing how they were as humans, like, before they had all this, like, stuff going on, like, obviously all this stuff is stressful, and just seeing them live their lives as just, like, regular kids in the life they were supposed to live. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I just love seeing it, and I love this episode because I love seeing Damon, you know, just in the Civil War. And I think it's a really good episode, just seeing him, like, okay, this is what went wrong the first time, now I have to do it again, and then something else went and his friend Henry. I love Henry. Henry was in one episode, but Henry is great. We stan Henry. And just, like, you know, it's a great episode. I love this episode. Just, like, seeing him, you know, being in the Civil War and stuff. Episode 8. God. You know, there's so many. All of them. I love this season. This season's probably my second favorite. Even though it's shorter, it's only 16 episodes. Hello, Brother. The First Son is a great episode. I mean, I've gotta say it's gonna be We're Planning a June Wedding. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, and I know it's cheesy, but I'm gonna say season 8, episode 16, I Was Feeling Epic. I'm sorry. I have to say it's such a good episode. Just like, okay. With the fate of Mystic Falls in the balance, Stefan and Damon must fight their greatest enemy for one final battle. It's so good, but it's so heartbreaking. Oh my god, because you, like, Stefan dies. It's sad. I don't want to see Stefan die. Every time I watch this, I will cry. Like, guaranteed. Like, no matter how many times I watch this episode, I will cry. Just, oh my god. And then he gets Elena back, but he loses his brother. And it's like, oh my god. And Stefan is just gone. And it's, I don't know. It was heartbreaking for me. I think the second time I watched it, I cried harder than the first. And then I just cried the amount that I cried the second time. But it's such a good episode. And it's like I said, it's just entertaining. And then you get to see what happened to everybody. And you get closure. And then, obviously, there's the originals after that. And you get to see a little bit more. Oh, my God. When Caroline is at the end of season 5 of the original. I'm kind of spoiling the originals a little bit. But, like, not really. But, like, oh, my God. And they don't. Oh, my God. I get mad. I get upset. I was like, please let this be the time for Chloraline. Because, like, but it doesn't happen. And it makes me kind of upset. Just a little bit. But no, I love this episode. It's, oh my god, and the voicemail, oh, it's everything about this episode is heartbreaking, but it's still so good. It's just so good, you know, like, you can't argue it. It's so good. I love this episode. I love every episode of this show. I really do. I will never get over how much I love this show. Like, it's just such a good show. You know what I mean? Why else would I be making a podcast about it? And, you know, it's the ending of the show. And you get to, oh my god, the songs. Like I said in my song episode, every time I hear Hold On, I will cry. Because it just reminds me of Stefan's death. And it breaks my heart. Okay. So, I know this episode was a little bit shorter, but I still hope you guys liked it. Me fangirling over my favorite episodes. Like I said, next week I will not be making an episode, but I will be making one and I will not be making one the week after because of Christmas. But I will be making one, the week after Christmas. Yes. Sorry. Remember, new episodes on Saturdays at 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I hope you have a great rest of your day, rest of your week. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Oh my god, I'm not gonna talk to you guys till, like, after Christmas. I hope you have a extremely Merry Christmas. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You guys don't understand. It means so much to me. And especially since I, like, in my episode where I talked about, not episode, but, like, thing where I talked about the new schedule and stuff, I said like 1,000 listeners. Now I think it's like 1.3. And oh my God, thank you guys so much. Like, that's like insane. Like, it doesn't. Oh my God, that's 1,300 people who have heard me fangirl over my favorite show. Like, it's completely insane to me. And thank you guys so much. It means so much to me. So yeah, have a Merry Christmas. I hope you have an amazing time. Or not even Christmas, just holidays. If you celebrate Hanukkah, or I'm sorry, I'm blanking out on holidays. Have a great holidays. Happy holidays. I love you all. Thank you so much. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast, and I hope you come back next Friday for a brand new episode. You can email me at thevampirediariespodcast@gmail.com, and you can find me on Instagram at thevampirediariespodcast. Bye!